The strength of the brand, the brands, is something that is to be respected. But I respect that every day, man, when I get out of that car in this parking lot. It's a responsibility to represent the black and gold, and I would imagine the guys in Dallas feel the same way. You can't put a price tag on standards and legacy, and both organizations have that. We walk on the ground that's been paved for us by those that have come before us. We feel really blessed and honored to do so, and sure that that will be reflected in the way that both teams play this weekend.
6 minutes past the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters. Yes, it's a football Friday, and it's a massive one because the Cowboys club is coming to town, and all of their weird fans who have never stepped foot in Dallas before but live and die with their team and have known nothing but failure for the last 30 or so years, and they'll rev that big-time propaganda machine up for this game and talk themselves into the fact that they're coming here to beat the Steelers. And as we've touched on for most of the first hour, we all feel good that the Steelers will get it done and get themselves to 4-1 after this game.
Question really quick here, point of order for you. Say there's like a 29-year-old Cowboys fan who's coming here for this game, and maybe they were alive just after, they were born just after the team beat the Steelers in Super Bowl 30. They have known nothing but heartbreak, basically, over being a Cowboys fan. Hype every year and then disappointment. Does any small shred of you feel bad for that Cowboys fan who's 28 years old?
No, because they made a terrible life decision and they should immediately change.
What if their parents raised them to be that?
Parents should
have. Did your dad raise you to be a Giants fan when you were a kid?
No.
You just picked that on your own?
I didn't feel any pressure from mom or dad to pick teams. Did you?
Oh, no. My parents would have just been like, whatever. Yeah. My dad would have been like, why don't you cheer for this golfer?
Yeah, there was no, like, there was no punishment or there were no consequences to picking a team. If you do that, I'll disown you or I'll never talk to you again. None of that went on. No. I was left to my own devices on a lot of things by my mom who smoked a ton of pot.
I was going to say, would have just said, you need to cheer for Doc Ellis.
One of the things that we have talked about a few times is the concern that this game is not going to feel like a home game. And you voiced that very loudly last Friday, and I thought you were out of your mind, and Pompeiani said the same thing on the sports call. I brought it up to him, and I said, Bob, Mueller thinks that Cowboys fans are going to invade Acrisure Stadium, and Bob was like, that won't happen. Steelers fans won't let that happen.
Yeah, Chris is full of it. We'll talk about that.
Pretty much. And we got a lot of Steelers fans who called in last week and said, listen, I love the black and gold, but I also like green. And when Cowboys fans, obnoxious Cowboys fans, want to pay two times, three times what the ticket is worth, I'm going to take them up on that. And so that was our kind of anecdotal introduction to what the stadium might look like. Now we have data, Malzi. Now we have numbers. This is from Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats has something, if my phone can open up here. Vivid Seats has something called Fan Forecast. Their proprietary data. Well, based on where ticket sales are coming from, based on the history of what the fans have done in terms of their purchase history. So if someone's bought Kyle tickets before on Vivid, they figure that that person going to this game will also be supporting the Cowboys. Makes sense, right? They expect 46% of the stadium to be Cowboys fans on Sunday.
That's almost
almost 50-50.
That would be a takeover, in my opinion. You go 50-50 on a road that stadium, that's a takeover.
I got a word that begins with the letter U. That would be ugly.
I thought you were going to say unacceptable.
And unacceptable is another
I thought you were
going to
go with another big D word, disgraceful. But
yes, I agree with on all three counts of that. Like, I understand when people sell tickets because of conflicts. They don't want to go to a game because something else. They have a big life event. There's a wedding. There's a birthday. You're out of town for something. I have season tickets. I can't go to this game. I'm going to sell them so someone else can go.
Yep.
But I get it. It does grind my gears when it's just, I'll just sell these tickets to Cowboys fans. Because
I'm going to make a buck.
I'm money hungry. Exactly.
I'm not going to. Hey, I'm a capitalist pony. So you know what? Make that money if you can.
Okay,
Steeler fan.
But let's. So I'm going to just flip it on you then.
Okay.
Leave the Steeler fan out of it as the middleman.
Yep.
And just all the tickets were available. Come one, come all. First come, first serve. It would be disgraceful if Steelers fans allowed in that fashion for Cowboys fans to show up and invade the stadium to that degree. Whether it's Steelers fans selling the tickets to Cowboys fans or not, just the end result of potentially so many Cowboys fans being here for this game really ticks me off, man.
I think you should go offer large amounts of money to Cowboys fans for their tickets.
Well, but you're saying then we're allowed to have it both ways. We praise our fan base when they go to places like Atlanta and make that stadium our own and basically treat it like an Airbnb where we are taking over their home for a Sunday. But when the opposite happens to us, we just don't criticize our fans whatsoever for it. If we're going to get on other fan bases for letting us take over their house, we should be consistent and say the same thing about us. It's only fair.
I don't know. I don't feel like that's my place to do, because if I do go to these games, oftentimes it's for a press pass.
Well, then stop complimenting Steelers fans for taking over places
like
Atlanta.
I can be a hater if I want and make fun of Atlanta and compliment Steelers fans. I think they just can't compete with that Texas oil money that these people are clearly buying these seats with.
These fans are not even from Texas, Chris.
How do you know?
And the oil thing, that's not a current situation where there's just oil rigs going up.
Oh, I think, yeah, it's basically like there will be blood down there in Dallas-Fort Worth. Daniel Day-Lewis is down there.
Not my place. Well, then it's not your place to pat Steelers fans on the back when they show up.
This is really
over other stadiums.
This is really disgusting you that this is happening. I can tell this is sticking in your craw.
You don't think it's a bad look when a team relinquishes home field advantage for a big game?
I think it's the market at work. It's Cowboys fans who maybe don't travel to see their team play often, and this is their one trip every year. And I think it's Steelers fans who are trying to make a buck off of that.
If the Pirates had a playoff game against, I don't know, the Cubs, and it was all Cubs fans, mostly Cubs fans, you wouldn't say, geez, that's a bad look.
No, I think the playoffs are different. This is a game in week 5.
Yeah, but this...
If this was a week 7...
It's one of nine games.
Okay, I'm going to pose this to you. Now, it couldn't happen because they have division games.
It's only nine games, Chris.
I know. I'm going to pose this, though. You can't have a week 18, you know, non-division game. They're all set up that way. Everyone plays somebody from the division.
Yep.
But say it was week 17, and the Steelers were in a situation where they had to win both of their last two games to get into the playoffs.
Yep.
If it was 50-50, I would be much more disappointed.
What do you mean? I thought you had this blanket take where I don't tell fans what to do with their tickets.
Just time and place feels a little different. It feels like it would be a little
different. Oh, so you're allowed to move the goalposts in that very specific scenario.
I am allowed to move the goalposts.
And I am allowed to
call
you out for picking up these goalposts and putting them down somewhere else.
I made them temporary for a reason, my friend. I do think in week 5, it's tougher to tell somebody you've got to go to that game, you've got to hold on to your ticket. If someone's willing, if they put it up there just to kind of see, and somebody's willing to pay them triple face value, I do. If somebody's got two or three, say somebody has like a 4-pack of tickets, and what are they retailing for these days? Like 500 level seats.
I know what the average ticket price to get into this game is.
What's the get-in price now?
Let me pull up here what was sent to me.
Somebody's also claiming Vivid Seats said the 2022 Backyard Brawl would be 60% West Virginia fans, so take it with a grain of salt.
Average ticket price is over $550 for this game.
Okay, so say you had 4 tickets and the combined cost of the tickets was, I don't know, $600.
Yeah.
And you could get in and you could make $2,000. You could make almost $1,400 or $1,500. Like, that is, especially this early in the year, the stakes of the game cannot literally be said to be do or die because it's week 5. I have a very hard time telling people, hey, don't take that money. Don't do something nice with that money for yourself or your family. Like, whatever you might plans you might have for it, excuse me.
So if we lose, and because we're on the silent count and we're wasting timeouts because like the crowd is affecting the Steelers offense, you're going to be like, you know what? Those fans did a good thing getting money
for
those
tickets. If it's a 50-50 crowd, wouldn't it be more like a Super Bowl where it's just kind of like a persistent sort of like white noise din?
I mean, it was like 50-50 or maybe 60-40 in Atlanta, and the Falcons still had to deal with crowd noise and the calling timeouts and things.
I mean, the Colts
had
to deal with some crowd noise too. Terrible towels coming out when the Steelers rallied, but they still held off.
Well,
I
thought that was a great look by our fans, so I have to be consistent here.
But I'm just saying, like, it might not be the difference between winning and losing. The Colts with Joe Flacco were able to surmount that.
Here's Brian on the fan. Hello, Brian.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
I'm with you, Pony. It would be awful, man. It feels like we haven't played a home game in a month.
Yep.
And then it's going to be on primetime, and it's going to be full of Dallas fans. Man, that would be awful.
At least they don't have at least they don't have colorful towels, Brian, though, that identify them easily in the crowd, Brian.
Brian, you know what it would be? I'm going to come right out and say it. It would be a black eye for Pittsburgh if that happened. How about that?
It would be. And you know what? You brought up a name before, Pony. Tony D. He was my idol growing up.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've watched a lot of Dallas games.
So your fandom transferred, though. It sounds like you cheered for him.
No, he liked Tony Dorsett at Pitt.
That's it. I met Tony D up at the field house whenever I was, I don't know, six, seven, 8 years old. They gave out a jersey for him. So I wanted him to come to Pittsburgh so bad. But I was a fan of his. I ran like him. I wore 33. But
you ran like him. Good for you.
Well, you know what I mean.
Like
the
style.
To.
Oh, I got you. Yes, I got you. Like a guy that would mimic a batting stance of a Pirate player that they liked or something like that.
Did you mimic anybody playing hoops or anything? Did you mimic somebody's like signature dribbling move?
I think my tongue would come out from time to time like Jordan when I was like a young kid, a young lad.
I've seen myself in like the middle of a golf swing, and apparently my tongue comes out like naturally, but it's not like in a cool way like Jordan would do.
Does Jordan have his tongue come out when he golfs? Or is it strictly
basketball, which makes it worse that it's golf for me. And then it doesn't come out in a cool-looking way like I'm consciously doing this. It looks like I'm in horrible agony.
Here's another Brian. This one's in lovely Peters Township. Hello, Brian.
Hi, guys. And I'm going to tell you, you guys are both right. I own 10 seats. Okay. I spend almost $11,000 a year.
Congratulations on all your success.
You knew that was coming, Brian.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But this is the one game that I love when Dallas comes. Because I sold all my tickets to this game. One, I don't like going to night games because it's a whole different crowd, and I profited $4,000.
So now I got to ask you a follow up on the crowd thing.
It's a rowdier crowd.
So when you say a whole different crowd, you said that with a very negative connotation.
Absolutely.
So what happens at night games? People are just drunk and they're belligerent. Is that what you're telling us?
It's not the normal season ticket seat holder. Everybody sells their night games, and everybody's drunk and belligerent. So I don't like going to night games personally because of that, because I'm not sitting next to the normal people I sit next to.
Yes, but I would just say this, Brian, with all due respect to you. It sounds like the allure of selling the tickets would have been so great. If this game were scheduled for a 1 o'clock kickoff, you still would have flipped them and made your $4,000.
Only on Dallas.
Only on Dallas.
So that's the one team. Well, only, hold on now.
I thought this was a rivalry. We played him in the Super Bowl 3 times, Chris.
Oh, you hung up on him, so I couldn't ask him a question. No,
that was Seth who said goodbye to him.
Seth did not. He did not do that.
Yes, he did. Seth is an Eagles fan, said enough of this.
Deflecting and deflecting some more.
Yes, you're going to say?
I just don't think it's as much of a rivalry. I do think it's a fun game. It's a game that should always have a lot of juice because it's two huge brand names playing each other. But
okay,
it's not a rivalry on the level of any other three division opponents or for most of this century, the Patriots.
Okay, does Pitt and Notre Dame really have a rivalry? When was the last time they played in a big game? It's been eons. But you know what? You want to beat the tar out of that team because you hate their pretentious fans.
But I don't think this is as primal as those division games where I don't think people would sell their seats to Ravens fans or Bengals fans or Browns fans.
It sounds like if the Cowboys were in the same division and people could get that money, you're darn tootin', they'd sell those tickets.
It would be different, I think.
412-928-9370 if you want to join
in on
this
tootin'. Who are you, Yosemite Sam?
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Brian McFadden going to join us on the other side. We'll ask him what he thinks of this now red-hot Davante Adams trade rumor that just popped up. And it does affect the Steelers, but just not in the way you'd want it to. First, a headline.